I travel light, but I got a whole lot of baggage. It's alright if your drain is full of damage. How do you sleep with a razor blade on your pillow? The hanging tree is mocking the weeping willow. I've been punching against the gun, but my hands are flesh and bone. And I am alone. I broke my hand. Somehow my eyes got full of crying. Do you understand? All this a contemplating dying. If you could see inside a boxer's fracture, how could it be? For I am not a boxer. I've just been punching against the gun, but my hands are flesh and bone, and I am alone. Band that'll set my heart to loving. Where is the song that'll sing me back to living? Where is the love? The audience to listen. Hey, up above, could you sign my last petition? I've been a punching against the gun. But my hands are flesh and bone, and I am alone.
That song was called Punching Against the Gun, and it's by David Dondero, who was with me today here in the studio. That was a demo, actually, that Dave recorded in Austin, Texas. This is Smooth Landings on WHQR. I'm Jeremy Loeb filling in for George Scheibner tonight because we have David Dondero. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. Dave Dondero is starting a four-night residency tonight at the Soapbox, and he's playing with a different artist each night. And we have tonight, we've got Carl Kuhn of Museum Mouth he's going to be playing with. Tomorrow, Good Reverend T. Saturday, he'll have Andy Belinsky, and magician Michael Casey is going to be there as well. And Sunday, they have Jason Kuchma of Red Collar, a Raleigh band. These residencies, Dave, these are not as common, I guess, that you see around.
Not really.
I haven't seen many. Yeah. In fact, I had to learn the term residency in regards to this show happening.
Well, this is I just did one out in Oregon, in Portland, Oregon, for like a seven-night stand, and very similar, a different guest every night, and that worked out really nice. I was where they put you up in the hotel, and you know, you just have a show every night, and it's, you know, it's a hotel, so there's different people coming through every night. There's no hotel here, but it's kind of a similar vibe.
So for those who don't know, Dave, he has some ties to this area. He once lived in Wilmington. Dave, you're like the stalker of a stalker's nightmare because nobody knows where you are at any given time. Where do you call home these days?
Well, lately it's been Laytonville, California, and Portland, but I've been working on a farm in Mendocino County. On and off in between while I do shows. So I do, rural, very rural Northern California.
Mm-hmm. And that song that we just heard, that was from a demo that you just recorded. So you're working on two albums right now, right?
Well, I finished one up in Underwood, Washington back in February. It's a double retrospective record in which I re-recorded a bunch of my earlier songs, but just folk guitar and voice, just mm-hmm. the guitar and voice, which I always wanted to do like that, because that's usually how I tour, and a lot of people suggested that to me, so I did it. But I got another one that's about 80% done that I'd been working on down in Austin, Texas, and I just got here from there.
And these are your 9th and 10th albums, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you've had a really long career. You've been hailed by critics. NPR Music's Robin Hilton and Bob Boylan have described you as one of the greatest living songwriters.
I don't know about all that. That's ridiculous, but it's very flattering.
Right. Yeah, but, yeah, yeah. But you're definitely a wonderful musician. People have always loved seeing you play. And you brought your guitar here. Why don't you play us something live?
All right, this is a kind of a new one. It's called Take a Left Turn in Boise, Boise, Idaho. Take a left turn in Boise, roll on down to Reno. Got three nights in a hotel for free. So bought an air mattress and I floated down the Truckee to the center of the littlest big city. And watched as the leaves twisted green into silver in the breeze on the bank of the old Truckee River. And at nighttime my sunburn gives me the shiver. I'll play my last soaking wet $20 on the wheel of fortune machine from our spun out dreams, dreams, dreams. Love was a whirlwind, clouded our vision, cotton clouds of heaven on the earth. 'Twas a pinball decision and a snapshot division. Why'd you have to tell me what it's worth?
Cause I'd rather be blinded by cotton and clouds, and I'd rather hear symphonies playing too loud, and I'd rather have sweetness and love in this life than be bitter alone and all drunk every night playing Wheel of Fortune machines, spinning out my dream. Dream, dream, and you dream. Well, I've jumped to conclusion, mostly delusion. All the things I made up in my head. Well, I thought you were against me, but you backed me up instead. All the things I cook up in my head. Well, the future, it's beaming bright on the coast, and the oysters are ripe and ready for the roast. All the chances that could have been lost if you never gamble, it'll never pay off on the Wheel of Fortune machine. You gotta spin it for your dream. Dream, dream, and you dream.
Left Turn in Boise, that's a new song from David Dondero, who, if you are just joining us, is playing live here in the studio. David Dondero, great singer-songwriter, as you just heard. He's going to be playing four nights at the Soapbox starting tonight, four-night residency over there at the Soapbox right across the street. David Dondero, we had him here about 2 years ago to talk to us. He's been busy since then. He put out two albums, Number Zero with a Bullet and an album of covers called Pre-Existing Condition. In addition to those, he's got these two new projects that he's actually funded with a Kickstarter campaign. And that was the first time you had done that, right, Dave?
It was the first time, yeah. And I was really surprised how it all turned out, because it worked what the plan was, and I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, I mean, it was
paid for it all.
It was really successful. I was watching it. It was a Kickstarter campaign for $12,000 to fund these two projects, and it was really a great success. I mean, the money poured in. It just shows that you have a lot of dedicated fans who wanted to hear that music.
It's very nice, and it's the first time in my life where the record actually comes out, and it's just prepaid by those who really want to have it. And, you know, there's no real stretch with having someone dump a bunch of cash they're going to lose, or, you know, and so it's coming out in the black, you know, so
yeah,
it's kind
yeah.
of nice.
Well, so that song that we just heard, Left Turn in Boise, that was a new one, right? That's going to come out.
That'll be on the new one, yeah.
Well, what else is going to be on that album? What can people expect from that album?
Well, there's going to be a track. The opening track that you had played as mm-hmm. a demo, that will be on it, called Punching Against the Gun. And then there's another one called The New Berlin Wall. Mm-hmm. And there's one called Roses and Rain that will be on there as well.
Let's hear that one.
This is Roses and Rain. All right. Rain, roses and rain. Rain, 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 roses. What do you think it's gonna last? Sky is all overcast. Say November to June, you'll rarely see the moon. Moon, oh, the moon. Cause it's here and then, it's aura gone. Rain, roses and rain. Rain, 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 roses. Well, I looked up to the sky as it starts to cry. Don't you ever be sad, roses will be glad. Glad, oh so glad.
'cause it's here and then it's Oregon. It's raining again. Roses love rain. It's raining again. Roses love rain. But it's here and then it's Oregon. Yeah, it's here and then it's Oregon. Gun, Oregon. That's how they say it, not gone.
David Dondero, thanks so much, Dave. That was awesome. That was a great, great song.
Thank you.
Well, David Dondero is working on putting out two albums, if you're just joining us. David Dondero live in the studio here at WHQR. He'll be playing tonight at the Soapbox, part of a residency. He'll be there for four nights, actually. Dave, like, one of the things that I really like about you is you have, well, you have great lyrics. You have these funny songs. You've got songs like Not Everybody Loves Your Doggy Like You Do. You have Job Boss and all these really funny songs. You also have some really pointed songs that you are clearly not afraid to say what's on your mind. You have a song called Pre-Invasion Jitters. It's a commentary on the Iraq War. You also have this new one on that's going to be on this new album called New Berlin Wall, about the strict immigration laws in Arizona. What is it that gets you writing? You know, when you, when you start working on one of these more serious songs, what is it that gets you fired up?
Well, I'll tell you, it was outrage, because I went to Juarez and I wanted to get some turquoise jewelry just so I could look more like a cowboy. I'm not a cowboy, but I wanted to try to look like a cowboy, you know, so I could get some turquoise jewelry. And then when I'm walking back across the bridge over to El Paso, I look through the chain link fence and I see there's like one retention area and there's probably about 100 Mexican guys in there on their, like, sitting, they're sitting on their, you know, Indian style or on their hands and knees. And then there's another retention area with women and children sitting it behind these chain link fences. And then there's a bunch of dudes with, you know, machine guns, you know, holding them over these people. And then there's these like three silver buses with blacked out windows. And they're like loading these people into these buses. And then I try to take a picture through the chain link fence. And then I get a gun in the camera, you know, like pointed right at me. And then the guy tells me, you know, this redneck, dirty cop sticks a gun in my face in American City and telling me you better move along or you're going to get trouble, you know, for taking photos. And it made me think, it reminded me of what I see on TV when I see Nazis. And that's what those people were reminding me of. So it enraged me so much I wrote the song, The New Berlin Wall, because that's what they're creating at our border. And to me, you know, I look at this country as a symbol of freedom, and that is not a symbol of freedom. So I wrote the song because of that.
Well, do you want to hear that song? You've got a demo here of that song, and it's off the new album. We could play some of that. That's New Berlin Wall.
Yeah, it's the first song on that demo.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
They're building the New Berlin Wall. California to Texas, so tall. But you know that you can't catch them all. Yet they're building the New Berlin Wall. I see Mexican men rounded up in Juarez, women and children behind a razor wire fence, herded like cattle to some government bus. I don't know where they got sent. Tried to look closer, some cop he suggested. I keep my eyes to myself. And he pointed his gun and said, "Move along, son. Bless you on trouble yourself." 'Cause they're building Brownsville so tall. If you're a Mexican, you're a criminal till they prove you're a citizen. check the Italians and check the Chinese, check the Scandinavians and your Portuguese. Better ID Irish, question the British, check them out, all the Senegalese. Check the Czechs while you're at it, check your Germans for your citizenship. Check out the Polish and check out the Jews. Are they kosher? Hey, are they legit? 'Cause we're building the new Berlin Wall. Then we're trapping you all in so you can't leave at all. And if you get rich, you can shop in our stores. But if you're poor, you gotta serve us, then find the back door. I don't see freedom with a 20-foot fence, beefing up borders with rich arrogance. Has the Statue of Liberty staggered drunkenly into the sea? There are no illegal people in this country. There are no aliens. If anybody doesn't have a right to this land, it is those of European descent. Yet they're building the new Berlin Wall. Say you can't let them all in 'cause your economy will fall. Well, it already did, and your greed cost it all. Yet you're building the new Berlin Wall. Of gun-toting thugs, end this unwinnable war against drugs, legalize all of it, stop the cartels, crack the black market and tax that as well, and take all that money for rehab and schools, break this unbreakable circle of fools, tear down the border fence, open the door, send us your hungry, your sick, and your poor.
That was New Berlin Wall. That was David Dondero, and it's a demo for that he brought in of new music that is yet to be released, so that's not how it will exactly sound on the album, but it's a very good-sounding demo he just recorded.
Yeah, we'll have some drums on it. There's a Tejano drummer down in Austin who's going to play at the end there. but still got a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that song that we just heard, very different than the version that I've heard when you play live. I guess that's one of the reasons why you're doing this retrospective. You had mentioned when you tour, you play with a guitar.
And, it's just me and a guitar, you know.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. So. And why is that? Why do you not tour with people very much? Or
I do, but I can't. You know, I don't really fill room. You know, if I fill like halls and can pay people properly, then I'll do that. But you know, I have I'm not. I play unpopular music. You know, so it's not like I fill places and do great everywhere. You know, it's like some places I do all right, some places that nobody comes. But so it's, you know, I can't really afford to maintain a band and pay people fairly. And,
right,
you know,
right.
When the time, you know, certain places I can go and keep, you know, pay dudes what they're worth.
Yeah, and I'm always sort of baffled, you know, when I go see you and there's nobody there. Like when we had you here last time, and it's just, it's crazy that nobody comes sometimes because, well, you're an amazing artist. It's weird to see, you know, but like here in this town in Wilmington, you know, we'll talk about it a lot. You see that a lot. I mean, you see great people come through, and you'll see, like, hardly anybody at the show. It's too bad, but just, I guess it's the reality.
But it's all right, you know?
Yeah.
It's fine.
The music's still good, so. Well, yeah, so we've got you here live. You've got your guitar. Why don't you play us a song?
It's this guitar. It's about this Gibson guitar, which is a little overpriced. You're probably better off with an Epiphone. Every time I get a chance to slag Gibson, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Epiphone's a much better guitar. Gibson is overpriced. But anyway, here we go. This Gibson overpriced guitar. This guitar. This guitar took me around the world. It got me money and it got me loose women and it left me empty-handed at the end of the line. Stranded alone, broken out of my mind. This guitar, it always makes me drink. It, never listens to the thing I think. It just goes off and does what it wanted to do. Well, I sit back and wait and let it wind till it's through. Just to play, just to play, till I slip away, till I slip away. This guitar, you know, it ruined my life. Lost me jobs and it lost me wives. And I swear I gotta strangle its skinny neck for turning my sweet life into a wreck. This guitar taunts me from the case. I swear to God I'll put it back in its place. But then it sweet talks its way back into my life. But every goddamn time I gotta pay the price. Just to play, just to play, till I slip away, till I slip away. Rich people down on Lake Wayway, the lazy money ain't got nothing to say. They talking down to me like I got no education. Well, they're the ones who are obsessed with their sprinkler systems and their yards and their landscaping. Every evening when the sun's going down, I get the guitar and I walk downtown and I drink with my grandma for the happy hour. Yeah, we drink until we find the power. Just to play, till we slip away, till we slip away.
This guitar, that was so great, Dave. I love that song.
Thank you.
David Dondero, and he is playing a four-night residency. He's starting that tonight, this evening, at the Soapbox. So do come out for that. I think doors are at 9 o'clock for that show.
Yeah,
and he'll be playing four nights all the way through Sunday. He's got a number of guests that he's going to be coming in. David, so great to have had you in the studio.
It's very good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Next time you're in town, definitely come by.
Right on. Yeah, thank you.
Well, do you want to play us out some music so I can do these credits here?
Sure.
Thanks, Dave. Support for WHQR comes from our members and the Brooklyn Arts Center hosting Made in NC, the Brooklyn Arts and Crafts Fair, Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m., featuring 50 regional crafters, local food trucks, and the BAC Bar. Admission rates include a raffle ticket. Information at brooklynartsnc.com. Support also comes from Figment, salon-style art gallery in the Landfall Shopping Center, with new exhibits monthly along with a second Friday open house. An eclectic mix of art, Tuesday through Saturday, figmentsgallery.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.